Iceland's prime minister told Parliament Monday he will not resign after documents leaked in a media investigation linked him to an offshore company that could represent a serious conflict of interest. "I have not considered quitting because of this matter, nor am I going to quit because of this matter," a defiant Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson told Parliament. "The government has had good results, progress has been strong, and it is important that the government can finish its work." As he left the building, large protests were developing in the capital, Reykjavik, outside the parliament. News reports have alleged that Gunnlaugsson and his wife set up a company in the British Virgin Islands with the help of a Panamanian law firm at the center of a massive tax evasion leak. The reports have prompted calls for a no-confidence vote in Parliament against him. He told Parliament he and his wife have paid all their taxes in full, and he denied having assets in a tax haven. Gunnlaugsson also said there was nothing new in the information contained in the Panama Papers data leak. A variety of opposition figures still called for him to leave office and have called for a no-confidence vote against his center-right government. The revelation concerns the company Wintrus Inc., which Gunnlaugsson allegedly created in 2007 along with his partner at the time, Anna Silog Passador, who is now his wife. He allegedly sold his half of the company to her for $1 on December 31, 2009, the day before a new Icelandic law took effect that would have required him to declare the ownership of Wintrus as a conflict of interest. Wintrus lost money as a result of the 2008 financial crash that crippled Iceland and is claiming a total of 515 million Icelandic kroner, $4.2 million, from the three failed Icelandic banks. Gunnlaugsson has been accused by opposition leaders of a serious conflict of interest because, as prime minister, he was involved in reaching a deal for the bank's claimants. A former prime minister has called for Gunnlaugsson's resignation, as did the popular head of the Pirate Party. Gunnlaugsson, the head of the center-right Progressive Party, began his four-year term in 2013, 5 years after Iceland's financial collapse. Iceland, a volcano-dotted North Atlantic nation with a population of 330,000, went from being an economic superstar to financial basket case almost overnight when its main commercial banks collapsed within a week of one another in 2008. This article posted by Jenna Gottlieb for the Associated Press in Reykjavik, Iceland.